The following is an opinion, and only an opinion. These are actual, honest first impressions. If you don't like the opinion, feel free to never listen again.
Welcome to the Podcast Rodeo Show. I'm your host, Dave Jackson, from theschoolofpodcasting.com. If you are new to the show, this is where we grab a random podcast and we throw it on. We see how long we can hang on. And then I take my 17 years of podcasting experience and give you an honest and hopefully helpful first impression. And today we are checking out Supersonic Pod Comics. Now, my first reaction, and this is just a Dave thing, we cram pod into way too much stuff. Instead of feedback, it's podback. Instead of recipe, it's a podopy. It just like, really, do we have to cram? Because you're really only, you then are going to compete against everything else that has the word pod in it. So I'm just like, couldn't it just been Supersonic Comics? Was that not good enough? But anyway, their description in our good friend's Apple Podcast says, the Supersonic Universe of Superheroes is a free weekly podcast series featuring ongoing series, limited series, and one-shot stories. I'll take one-shot stories for 100, Alex. Like the monthly comics of the big publishers, each series releases a new episode every month. Like the Marvel Cinematic Universe, each series tells its own story but ties into a larger universe. That takes some thought. That's interesting. Featuring the powerhouse Sumo Girl, featuring the powerhouse Sumo Girl, the secret super team codename Super Force, the mystery of the randoms and their superpowers, the man who gives you powers when he gives you the mark, and more. Because like Sumo Girl, wasn't that like a David Bowie? Little Sumo Girl. And then I think the randoms were like a band like in the 70s. Like, ladies and gentlemen, the randoms. Oh, what a Sumo Girl. Something like that. Their website, Supersonic Pod Comics. Supersonic Pod Comics. And we're going to hear their episode in about 60 seconds. Maybe it's in your desk drawer or it's sitting on your dresser laughing at you. You know what I'm talking about. It's that microphone that you bought back in 2020. You had something to say and you were going to say it. And now it's 2023 and your brain has convinced you, yeah, that's a bad idea. And you say things like, well, I was bored during the pandemic. And if that's true, well, you're not the person I'm trying to reach. I'm talking to the person who had a solid idea with lots of passion and experience and personality. They just need some help and advice. And if that's you, go to schoolofpodcasting.com/listener today and get access to courses, an awesome podcasting community, and as much one-on-one coaching as you need. It comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose or worry about. Go to schoolofpodcasting.com/listener, and let's see what we can do together. And before we hear this, I do want to mention something. I want to say thank you to John, who sent this in, because John remembered to upload the episode. I'm trying to make this easy, and I'm trying to make it easy for me too, but when I have to email you and say, hey, where's the episode that you want me to review? I kind of need that. I'm just saying. And here is the one that John uploaded with the form. All right, got some production going on.
911, what's your emergency?
Someone needs to get to the Barren Land Ridge Preserve. There's a bunch of dead polar bears. Oh, man. Oh, there's a really big one, and he's fighting ghosts or something. Holy, the ghosts are shooting back.
Okay. Some decent production.
It's me, Owen Trooper.
Darnation!
Well, I hope they're bringing an army with them, because we're all gonna...
Owen.
Yeah,
are you
Owen's
okay?
Dead.
Owen!
Some interesting production. And the good news is it wasn't too loud.
Big Awa music here!
The mighty Nanook,
a Supersonic Pod Comics one-shot. Written by J.S. Earls, Ken Anthony II, and Jim Gross.
Gross! Ew! So far, the production is awesome. And now we're going to get into the story, right? I like the fact that I know this is a one-shot, so this is its own story. For those of you that can't figure it out, that was a helicopter. It's now flown over.
What in the world are you doing here, Sophia?
Well, we are following up on Owen's call. You volunteered to give Chet a break. Because you're such a giver.
What?
Not sure I'm following.
The town drunk called in a possible bear attack.
Okay.
You said you were bored to tears. Does any of this ring any bells?
So that's the cop.
Sorry. I mean, what am I doing in Alaska?
And that's Sophia.
I'd guess you were training for the Adirondack.
Now, does he have an accent?
Working on your tan?
I moved here to be with Simon. I moved here to be a part of the future we discussed. Having kids, a nice house in the suburbs.
Are they in the helicopter?
I really thought it'd be different this time. He promised no more than a year. But here we are, almost 4 years later, and he's still exploring lava tubes while I'm stuck here in a helicopter trying to find town.
We are in the helicopter.
He probably just passed out, as usual.
Okay.
I really feel like this is something you should discuss with Simon.
Yeah, like that'll happen. He never wants to talk about it. It's always tomorrow, like I'm little orphan Annie or something. Well, I'm not. You hear me, Simon? I hope you're listening to this comm channel, and I hope you're hearing every word coming out of my mouth.
Okay.
Well, he won't have a signal if he's in the tunnels.
Of course he won't.
But in other, less, violent news?
Yes?
I think I see Owen's truck. Oh, jeez.
Now, if I stop now, do I want to know what's going to happen?
The snow. There's so much blood.
Any sign of Owen? Or the bears?
No bears, but there's large patches of blood on the ground.
The bears.
With streaks leading to a nearby forest.
Ooh.
Somebody sure as crap killed something out here. Take us down. I'll grab my med kit.
All right. So the question is, do we care?
Keep an eye out.
You're the boss.
I just know I'm glad I'm not married to that woman.
All right. I'm checking out the truck. There's blood on the ground.
Yeah, you said that.
All around the truck.
Yeah, we get it.
Windshield is smashed.
Okay.
There was definitely a struggle.
Okay. Background noise is getting a little loud.
There's a blanket.
Okay.
Half-eaten beef sticks.
Do we need all these details?
Empty Kirin beer bottles.
And a partridge and a pear. Oh.
The blood trails to the woods?
Yes.
One of the trails.
We've heard that before.
The others are probably the dead polar bears he called in.
Got your gun?
This is Alaska, Tom. I take my gun to get groceries.
Oh, yeah. My.
Is it Owen?
No. I knew it.
There's a little boy.
Oh.
A new-hit boy. Can't be older than 7 or 8.
Dramatic music.
He's unconscious.
But is he dead?
Covered in blood.
Oh, more blood. Was he around the truck?
Not all of it's his.
Uh-oh.
Probably what kept him warm and alive.
The blood? Wow.
Just barely.
Okay.
Good Lord.
Yes?
He's covered in so much blood.
Yeah, we got that. There's a lot of blood here.
I didn't even notice his clothes.
Sad cello. Okay.
I'm gonna wrap him in my jacket.
Oh, you are so nice.
Get him back to the trauma.
See, we thought she was mean at the beginning.
Should be a trauma blanket in there.
And now we know she's really got a heart of gold.
Right. I'm on it.
So the first thing about this is I was really impressed with the production. And I was really impressed because what happens is that production of all the different things that you put together there, the cars and the everything was going on. It takes a lot of time. And so many people that do these kind of fictional stories, these radio dramas, for lack of a better phrase, they get so in love with their soundscaping that you can't hear the people talk. And you did not do that, which I applaud you for that. The acting was good. I liked the Yul Gibbons or whoever that was. The whole tarnation. What are you going to do? That was great. And the woman that was the complaining wife was, you know, and again, we get to see the transformation, which is a good story. The thing that just doesn't do it for me with audio dramas is that first scene with her complaining. It just didn't grab me. I was like, wow, if I wanted to listen to this, I would have stayed married. And so for me, you know, about the time I said, are we wondering what happens next is when she looks down and says there's blood. And then I think she said, oh, there's blood. And then later she said there was blood. And if I remember right, there might have been some blood. So I kind of got that. And for me, I think I should start kind of just like a business card, Dave Jackson, inpatient podcast listener. And so the reason I typically don't listen to audio drama, whatever we're calling these, they move too slow for me. It just moves too slow. And I know a lot of people that are listening to this like, hey, can you go hit play? I want to know what happened to the little boy or whatever. But for me, I am definitely a nonfiction kind of guy. And so for something to be fiction and grab my attention, it's got to be phenomenal. And not that this wasn't phenomenal. It was definitely, this is the best fiction stuff I've heard on this show. It's just, I'm not your target audience. That's basically it. Hence the meh. It's like, for me, I'm like, oh, this sounds pretty good. I'm not your guy. So again, if you want to check this out, this was the Supersonic Pod Comics. You can find it at supersonicpodcomics.com. And it sounds like a really creative endeavor where all these are going to somehow tie in together. So I applaud the creativity and the production. It was amazing. So if you would like to have your show right here in front of the audience so they can go, hey, Dave, hit play on that again, just go out to podcastrodeoshow.com/store and don't forget to upload the file, please. That makes my life so much easier when I don't have to chase that down. I am Dave Jackson from the School of Podcasting.com, where I help you plan, launch, and grow your podcast. And until we meet again, remember, there's always room for improvement. So the episode's over, and you and I were in line right now at like a convenience store, and I had a bottle of Coke. Would you put mine on the tab? Well, you can do that now. Go to podcastrodeoshow.com/thanks. It's just a way of saying, hey, Dave, great show. Thanks. I double dog dare you. podcastrodeoshow.com/thanks.